Artillery fire was heard today near the Iraqi port city of Umm Qasr. Yesterday, the British humanitarian aid ship, the Sir Galahad, arrived in the port. There were fistfights and scuffles as food and water shipments were distributed. The shipment was the first installment of aid to reach civilians in southern Iraq since the start of the war. NPR's Jackie Lydon spoke with BBC correspondent Owen Bennett-Jones in Kuwait City.
Wasn't it just yesterday that you reached Umm Qasr on the British humanitarian aid ship, the Sir Galahad?
That's right. The Sir Galahad was a British supply ship, had, you know, some would say just a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid on it, 650 tons, and that is now in southern Iraq. But of course the question does arise, what are they going to do with it? Because it's one thing getting it in. I mean, it wasn't a terribly easy exercise. They had to go down this very narrow channel that had been cleared of mines. But anyway, they got it in and unloaded it. So this material's now in Umm Qasr. The British only have control of, you know, a border village, Umm Qasr itself, and another town quite close to Basra. And really, they only have control of that.
Let me ask you this question. The aid is in port, but beyond the port, how is it supposed to get to people?
Well, it's a good question because, the fact is it's arrived in Umm Qasr, it's been unloaded, it's gone into a warehouse, and how are the British going to deliver it to the people who need it? Well, they only have control in daylight hours of Safwan, a small village at the border, that is, the port of Umm Qasr itself, and a town near Basra. So, they're not in a position to deliver it, for instance, to the city of Basra itself, which is the main target for this aid. So there are huge problems, and there's another controversy developing. The British are saying that they want to deliver the aid themselves, the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that's because the Hearts and Minds campaign is on. They want to show the people here that they're not occupiers, they're liberators, and they think that if they hand out some of this aid, that's going to help. But the international aid agencies are saying, hold on, we are the people who normally do this, we can do it better, we know how to do it, and you should allow us to come in and deliver the aid. The British in turn say, no, it's too dangerous, it's too insecure, and we'll have to do it.
There have been some chaotic problems, Owen, at aid distribution points. What is the state of hunger and need right now, as best you've been able to tell, in southern Iraq?
Just to make the point about the chaos, for instance, the Kuwaiti Red Crescent went in. There were terrible scenes, really, because they brought in some trucks full of supplies, and all the fit young men were just rushing onto the trucks, grabbing the supplies and running away. The weak and the vulnerable were just watching on. So it was very chaotic.
Owen Bennett-Jones is a reporter for the BBC. He spoke to us from Kuwait City. Well, thank you very much, Owen.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.